What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two representatives of Fort Seward in Jamestown. We have Megan Smith and Jenny Marks. And Megan and Jenny, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for taking some time. I am ecstatic about this event coming up. It makes a return. We had a rain out, if you will, last year, but it's making its triumphant return in 2020. It is big guns of the Old West. Jenny or Megan, I don't know who wants to start, but this is all part of Buffalo Days, which are coming up.
Yes. The Buffalo Days that happens every year throughout the town of Jamestown. There's different events going on all through the town. Last year, we were asked to move our fall event to participate in the Buffalo Days to make it a little more cohesive with tourism in Jamestown, and it seems to be working out very well.
Well, and there's a lot of buzz around this too, because being a part of just this big community event, there's things going on all over the community, but Fort Seward looks like you guys have a weekend long of things going on, and we can start here on Saturday. Everything looks like takes off at 11 o'clock, right?
Yep, we're going to do our living history exhibits again. Megan's going to be making butter. I've got soap making that we'll be doing. Anne will be back with her over the fire cooking. This year, we'll be auctioning off everything she bakes over the fire. And then the Springfield, no, they're all day.
Yeah.
Oh, there is something. We're going to do the fashion of the 1870s. What did the laundress wear? What would an officer's wife wear? And then the cannon will shoot on Saturday. Everybody loves the cannon.
You're going to hear it anyway if you're in Jamestown. But what I like too about this, what you guys did was there's something that's going on all day so people can hop in and out and not miss a thing.
Nope. We'll be going all day long. We have new exhibit tents that are set up and they'll be having people in them. And you can walk through the school, you can play with the toys, you can do a lesson on our chalkboard. We'll have the hospital tent set up. You can sit on the hospital surgeon's table, but there's really not much else you can do in that one. But we'll have the officer's quarters, every tent. There's something for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. And if you have not made it up to Fort Seward yet this summer, you're really missing out because it's changing every single week. You guys do those rotating exhibits, which we'll get to. I don't want to go into those yet because let's focus on this weekend or that's coming up. Again, Jenny Marks, Megan Smith joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And that's just Saturday because Sunday also you have a lot of things happening that day.
We do. On Sunday, we also have the Living History Demonstration, which is same as Saturday. Or at 12 o'clock, we have children's games, the revolution of the Springfield guns, and the silent auction start at 1.
The Cowboy Church is also 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.
On Sunday.
You might want to bring your own seating for that. We will have some seating available, but with the social distancing, you might want to bring chairs for the Sunday service.
Well, and let's be honest, up at Fort Seward, there's so much space up there. Yeah. That social distancing is going to be pretty easy.
Pretty easy. Yes.
And then following that, what I like about this as well, Big Guns of the Old West used to be held on one day. You guys have opened it up that there will be 2 days of the at least Howitzer Cannon this year, right?
Yep. The cannon shooting both days. Sunday, we'll also be having the Gatling gun.
Yep. So Sunday afternoon is a big event for us. The Gatling gun, the cannon, pie auction, and the silent auction.
And I am looking forward to all of that. Like a person could spend, like I said, all day up at the Fort Seward. And now the silent auction and the pie auction, I believe, are helping benefit what you guys are working towards as well at Fort Seward, right?
Yep. We hope to expand.
Yes, we do hope to expand our museum. We're looking at adding an addition. We have started the historic glamping, which also takes funds. And just the flags themselves, our giant flag, we have to replace every couple months.
Yeah, that thing's seen some wear and tear, as high as it is and as big as it is. So Jenny Marks, Megan Smith joining us here on Let's Talk About It again, all during Buffalo Days. Make sure you check out Fort Seward Saturday and Sunday for the full list of things they have. Is there a place they can go if they want to follow that list or if they want to learn more about what's happening up there?
Our Facebook page is probably the best to get any information. We try to post as much as we can, keep it up to date.
And all they have to do is search Fort Seward, right?
Yep.
Perfect. So go like their Facebook page as well for all the updates. And let's move in here now after we've talked about this weekend. You guys are not done. You're still there for the rest of the summer. Let's talk a little bit more about this glamping experience. I that's been going over very well for you guys, right?
It has. Except for Mother Nature. likes to have her hand in things, and large tents aren't always stable in the North Dakota winds, but we've made do. We are renting out our large Sibley tents, which are furnished with authentic type furniture, from everything to rope beds and straw tick mattresses to the cast ironware.
Yeah.
As fires that you can cook over.
Even the firewood, your first bundle of firewood is included.
Awesome.
And then after that, it's like $3 a bundle. But the people that have come and stayed have really liked it. We're getting a lot of positive feedback. It's been a fun project.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, what a way to just kind of like a blast from the past while you're at Fort Seward, where these soldiers of that time were camping, and then getting to experience it just like they do is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yes. And really has gotten great feedback. And like I said, the tents that we have standing right now, since it's a work in progress in our first year, have been rented out. Like Jenny said, really enjoyed it.
I love it. So check that out, the glamping experience. And then, like I said too earlier, the exhibits, like if you've been there 1 week, you got to go the next week because there's something new every single week there, right?
Yeah. No, we're doing different programs every week. The wagon train one was a 2 week one, but that was, I think we had 75 kids. It was crazy. And they all are hands-on. There's something you can learn. We try to do a craft to incorporate that they can take with them. It's fun. It's fun to see the excitement and the kids learning.
And even to go on further with that, Jenny, we've talked about it before too, with the gardens that are there as well. Those are also tended to, and that's also another fun aspect of Fort Seward.
And this year we did the gardens even different. So we used historical seeds. So all the seeds that you guys are seeing, even in our pumpkin patch, there's 7 varieties dating from 1826 to modern seeds.
How does that work?
Lots of research.
As you point over, it was all her.
It was all her. And wow, they are turning out fabulous. Our pumpkin patch is blooming. There's little pumpkins on it already. The Three Sisters garden, well, the wind got it still, but you can see where we were, you know, it's, you can see some corn and squash and the beans all growing together.
Yeah.
And the soldier's garden has got a few things in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's
there's
a work
just
in progress, but it's fun. And this, it was fun finding the seeds and learning some of them. You would have the history behind the seeds. I don't know. I'm kind of a history nerd. So,
well, because nobody, you see a pumpkin, you're like, hey, it's a pumpkin. But nobody thinks like, hey, this dates back to this time where these seeds came from. Like, so really, like, there's something to check out for everybody there at Fort Seward. We encourage people to get up there, check it out, like their Facebook page to get updates. Megan, Jenny, anything else you guys want to add in there about the upcoming big guns or anything else for the rest of the summer?
I think the only thing that I would like to say is thank you to Jamestown Tourism, to even the state tourism and the community of Jamestown. None of our growth would have been possible without you guys. And we are so appreciative of all your support. Like, it's overwhelming.
Yeah,
it really is. And just, it's just amazing. The people I've reached out to, and everybody is willing to do anything.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I mean, the volunteer hours you guys are putting in as well. Like, and I know people got to appreciate that. And yeah, the best way we can support you guys and your work is we can get up there and check it out, right?
Definitely. Please come. You will enjoy it.
Yeah. All right. Jenny and Megan, thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.